reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila, we are going to be discussing a very important topic, and that is regarding the doors of shaitan. Yes, we are going to be mentioning the tricks, the traps of shaitan, and much, much more, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, and our creator. We send peace and salams upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more salawat you recite upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more barakah, the more blessings you would have in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter. You would attain success, salvation in this world as well as in the hereafter. So always send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that he has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ala Kulli Hal, and not forgetting to be grateful and thankful to those around you as well, to your family, to your children, to your parents, to your siblings, and to other fellow Muslims as well. So yes, we are discussing the doors of shaitan, and as we know, the month of Ramadan departed, and during the month of Ramadan shaitan was imprisoned, and since Ramadan has departed from us, our real enemy, Shaitan, is also released. Yes. And we see how much of peace there was in the month of Ramadan. Families united, everyone getting along with each other, and you know, no discords, etc. Now that Shaitan is out and about, we need to educate ourselves regarding our enemy. Because shaitan is our enemy, whether it is a time of joy or sorrow, Eid or Ramadan or any other day, we must consider this wretched being our enemy, and we should not fall into his trap. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Indeed, shaitan is your enemy, so you also treat him as an enemy. And this means that all people remain firm on the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Do not follow shaitan by disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Continue to maintain your enmity against him, against shaitan. Always consider him your enemy. At another place Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. So all people, do you make him and his offspring friends besides me, while they are your enemies? What a bad exchange it is for the wrongdoers. Allahu Akbar. Do you take shaitan and his children as friends instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this means you leave my worship, you leave the worship of Allah and follow shaitan. The truth is that shaitan and his offspring are our enemies. So shaitan, his offspring, and whoever follows them are wrongdoers. And there is a very bad punishment for the wrongdoers. I mean, look how clearly we are being warned that, oh people, do not leave the love of Allah, the obedience of Allah, the divine worship, the pious deeds, and pious deeds to follow shaitan. Otherwise, shaitan is already under curse and the wrath of Allah, and he will drown you with him as well. Now, we need to, you know, make a firm intention that from today, right now, that we will not follow shaitan, we will not fall for his tricks. By avoiding him, we will stay away from his whispers and spend our entire future life performing good deeds. Now, how can we save ourselves from shaitan? How can we stay safe from his attack? the best way is to close those doors through which shaitan reaches us and misleads us. What are those doors? And this is exactly what we are going to be discussing today, inshallah. And as we journey along, we are going to be mentioning those doors through which shaitan reaches us and misleads us. If we come to know about these doors, which we will come to know, inshallah, then we will be safe from these satanic attacks. It's narrated that once a pious man, he met shaitan. That pious man, he was wise. So he said to shaitan that, tell me, how can I become like you? Shaitan said, what kind of a question is this? No one has ever asked me this before. Everyone thinks of ways to stay away from me and you want to become like me? That pious man insisted that I like it. You just give me an answer. At this shaitan, he felt very happy, thinking he had finally found someone like himself. So shaitan revealed his secret and he said, it's very easy to become like me. All you got to do is just two things you got to do. One is be lazy in your salahs. The second is swear oaths excessively, whether they are true or whether they are false. Then you will become like me. Pious man heard this and he said that I promise Allah that I will never do these two things again. And shaitan said, no one has ever tricked me like this before. I also promise that I will never give advice to a person again. Students of Madani Channel, we must think about this. These two actions turn a person into a satanic reflection. Number one, being negligent in salahs. Number two, swear oaths excessively. Right? Sadly, both these habits are increasing in our society. And subhanAllah, we need to avoid this. We have to take shaitan as our enemy and always consider him an enemy. So, in the month of Ramadan, we see that we have been performing over 5 times 30 surah. Some have been waking up for the tahajjud as well, mashallah. And some have been standing for Qiyamul Layl, subhanAllah. Like that, even after Ramadan, we need to be steadfast upon that and not fall into the traps of shaitan. Now, salah is one of the most fundamental pillars of Islam. It's called the pillar of Islam. We know that when the pillar of a building collapses, the entire structure falls. This means salah is a great act of ibadah that keeps our iman strong. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But if laziness starts in salahs, it's possible that the light of iman may also leave our hearts. So we should never be negligent in our salah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he says that whoever intentionally misses even one salah becomes worthy of staying in hell for thousands of years until he repents and performs that missed salah. In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّةِ. Then after them came those unworthy people who wasted their prayers and followed their own desires, so they will soon meet the terrifying valley of Ghay in hell. This verse talks about Ghay, Reviews of Madinah, which refers to a valley in hell. And Ghay, it's mentioned that it is a valley in hell, which is the hottest and the deepest. There is a well in it called Hubhub. When the fire of hell is about to go out, Allah Ta'ala opens this well. And the fire starts blazing again like before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Whenever it is about to go out, we will make it blaze more for them. Now this well, the views of Madani Channel is for those who do not pray, those who commit adultery, alcoholics, those who take interest, the usurers, and those who hurt their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to offer our 5 times daily salah in the masjid with jama'ah, with the first takbir. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, the first door of shaitan we see is neglecting repentance. Now, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Zayd, rahimahullah, says that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was sitting when he saw a person coming. And he was wearing a colorful hat on his head. When he came near, he took off the hat. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked, who are you? And he replied, I am Iblis. He asked, what is this hat you are wearing? He replied that these are my traps. that I throw over the children of Adam. Then Musa alayhi salam, he said, tell me, what is that evil deed which if a person commits, you gain control over them? And Shaitan, he replied, he said, when a person thinks highly of himself and forgets his sins, I overpower him. Allahu Akbar. From this use of Madinishan, we learn from this narration that being arrogant and forgetting our sins is a reason for falling into the traps of Shaitan. This is a reality. When a person forgets his own sins, he starts thinking that he is better. He becomes fearless of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes satisfied. This satisfaction and fearlessness makes Shaitan's job easy. So, we should always keep our sins in mind. The good that you do, forget the good that you do. But remember and always remember your sins, our sins. Mufti Ahmad Irkhan Na'imi rahimahullah says that forgetting your pious deeds, forgetting your good deeds, and remembering your sins is ibadah. Allahu Akbar. Forgetting your pious deeds and remembering your sins is worship. How many of us do that? You know, most often it happens that people remember their pious deeds, they remember their good deeds so much, but they forget about their sins. One might remember the tahajjud salah they offered for one day, but they do not remember the salahs of 50 days they missed. Some people proudly say, I kept 10 fasts this Ramadan. Someone should tell them, rather you missed 20 fasts. A person remembers 10 rand given to the masjid, but forgets the thousands earned by cheating in business. Remember, this is a matter of concern. It's a serious matter. Forgetting one's sins is a door for Shaitan. When a person forgets his sins, Shaitan gains control over him. So, always we should be remembering our sins. This is the way our hearts will become soft. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter our hearts. And we will keep repenting while fearing the seizure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will also stay safe from sins in the future as well. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah was a wali. It's mentioned that once he made a mistake in childhood. Although the mistake of a child who has not yet become baligh is not his sin, he still remembered it. And it was his habit that whenever he had new clothes made, he would write that sin on the collar. Then he would look at it and cry out of shame. Allahu Akbar. What a unique way to live, use of Madani Channel. We should also, you know, always remember our mistakes, our shortcomings, our sins, our flaws. We should think about them and fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we do this, then we'll be blessed with the ability to repent and we'll keep a mindset of avoiding sins in the future. Most often, we see people remembering the good that they do. They would talk about it, they would publicize it, they would want to become famous because of it, that I contributed so much, I donated so much, I did this and I did that, I cooked the food and so much more, and they would go on and on as if there is no one like them, as if they're the only ones who can donate, as if they're the only ones who know how to cook, as if they're the only ones who do a whole ton of good. But you flip the coin, on the flip side, you see the bad that they do, the sins that a person does, yet that they would not remember, that they would, you know, forget it so easily, but the good deeds, that they will remember. So we need to have this quality, we need to adopt this characteristic. When you do good, you bury it. You help someone, you bury it. You give food to someone, you bury it. Whatever good that you do, bury it, forget about it. Act as if you have never done it. You know, just keep it one side. Don't even bother to think about it, because what's the point in feeling proud over it when we don't even know whether it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of pondering and thinking and publicizing the good that we do, which is a trap of Shaitan, we should rather focus on our mistakes, focus on our shortcomings, focus on our sins, and in that way our hearts will soften, in that way we will gain more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that way it will become easier for you and I to repent. Sometimes a person does not want to repent. Sometimes a person becomes negligent of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they think that they perform so much of good that now they do not need to repent at all. They come for tahajjud salah every day. No, I don't need to repent. They do this, they do that. No, I don't need to repent. This is a trap. Yet we don't understand it. We don't realize it. Whether we do good, even if we do good too, still we need to repent because we don't know what shortcomings there was in that good that we have done. So always make it a habit to forget the good that you do and remember your sins. As we see, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he would write the sin on his collar, on the new clothes that he would make, that he would purchase. And in that way, he would remember his sin and he would cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great saint. And we are nothing. So we also need to adopt this and always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was door number one, neglecting repentance, neglecting tawbah. The second door of shaitan we see is eating to capacity, eating to fullness. And Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says that one of the doors of shaitan is a full stomach. I mean, this means that when we eat to our full, even if it is from halal food, our worldly desires, they become strong and laziness increases. Then it becomes easy for shaitan to attack us and mislead us. So if you want to stay safe from shaitan, we need to not eat to our full. Then we notice a big difference, such a huge difference in the month of Ramadan. Whole day we'll be fasting. It will be hot, our throats will be dry, we'll be craving for that sip of water to go down our throats. But when we performed the salah, we found satisfaction in it. When we recited the Holy Quran, we found satisfaction in it. When we made dhikrullah, we found pleasure in it. We found fulfillment in it. Though we were hungry, though we were thirsty. Why is it so? It is because when we remain hungry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we strengthen our spirituality. We boost our spirituality. We nourish our ruh. We nourish our soul. Our ruh becomes strong. And that is why in the month of Ramadan, we notice we find such pleasure worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of remaining hungry. And the moment iftar time sets in, the moment we start to break our fast and we putting our hands all over the table, east to west, north to south, and we're not leaving anything for the next brother or for the next person, we're putting everything into our tummy and then we can't get off from the dining table. Why? Because our stomachs have gotten so full. When we go to perform Maghrib Salah, we find, you know, the bulbs are coming out and different smells are coming out from that bulb because of how much a person has eaten. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing for the musallis that are there. It's disturbing for the other people who are performing Salah. I mean, imagine you are performing Salah and someone is next to you. And because of the amount of food that he ate so much and he burped and that smell came into you, of course it will cause disturbance. You know, it will be so, so bad. Your concentration, your khushu and your khudu from salah will go away. Then all of these different foods, everything will start coming in your mind. So it is a disturbance. Why? Because of a person eating to his full capacity. Now we are taught that you keep one third for food, you keep one third for water, you keep one third for air. Three different levels. You divide them, you separate them, you live life in a balance. Overeating is harmful. You know, apart from it being a door of shaitan, apart from it making us lazy in salah and in doing other good deeds, it's bad for our health. Overeating can cause obesity, can cause high cholesterol levels, can cause acid reflux, can cause heartburn, can cause so many things that are detrimental and bad for our health. So we need to take this into consideration as well. Yes, Ramadan has ended. And now we see people, they go all out, you know, eating different meals, eating so much throughout the day. Yes, we got to eat, but eat in proportion. You know, don't be greedy when it comes to eating. You want to eat something, share it with others. call others to join you. In that way, there would be barakah in that. There would be blessings in that. Before eating, don't just go straight and eat. Say, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. After eating, don't just wake up from the dastarkhan or from the dining table. Make the dua. Alhamdulillahi ladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. Show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has enabled you and I to place that one morsel into our mouths. That He has enabled you and I to chew that food. For our saliva to mix with it, to make it easy for you and I to swallow that food. For our stomach to digest that food. All of this, we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not just about eating. It's not just about filling your tummy. We got to look at the process behind all of that. What it's taking for one morsel to go down your tummy. And for this, it is a blessing. Really, it is a ni'mah. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we have to say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. Now, a hadith, Sharif mentions that indeed shaitan circulates in the human body like blood. And the Sufiyana, the awliya Allah, they say that narrow the pathways of shaitan through hunger. You remain hungry, you block those of shaitan. You block the pathway of shaitan by remaining hungry. When you do that, you become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman, rahimahullah, he says that to reduce even a single morsel from my dinner is dearer to me than worshipping the entire night. And he further says that hunger is one of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows this treasure only upon His beloved servants. So, if it so happened that you remain hungry, you were hungry and you didn't have food, then know that it is a treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only bestowed upon the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find yourself one day, you didn't have breakfast, you didn't have lunch, you didn't have supper, you had just a little bit, but you were remaining hungry. Don't complain, don't cry and say, oh, I got no food and what I'm going to do and this and that and throw a whole tantrum and bring the whole roof down. No, don't vent out your anger on anyone if you remain hungry. Take that opportunity. To take it as an opportunity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is a blessing. As we have heard this beautiful narration and saying of Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman, rahimahullah. Something for you and I to reflect. We want a better life. These are matters that we can reflect upon. Like a person asked Sayyidina Hamid Lafaf, rahimahullah, for advice. And he said, make a covering for your religion, just like the cover of the Holy Quran. So the person asked, what is the cover of the religion? And he replied, number one, avoiding unnecessary talk. Number two, not meeting people unnecessarily. And number three, not eating more than needed. And he further says that if you people knew what kind of feast awaits the believers in Jannah, in paradise, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions alayhim ridwan, you would never eat to your full in the short life of the world. Allah, hunger, if it's a Madani Jannah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next time you're hungry, instead of complaining, show shukr. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose you to remain hungry. Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says that the sweetness of worship disappears when you eat to your full. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that since I became a Muslim, I have never eaten to my full so that I may receive the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of worship. And he says, since I became a Muslim, I have never drunk to my full. Because of the desire to drink from the cups of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Look at the virtues of Madinah. I mean, look at how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, look at their conduct. Look at how they would carry out themselves, that they wouldn't mind remaining hungry because they knew this world is short, everything here is temporary, everything here is going to come to an end. I can sacrifice a day or two going hungry, not eating too much. I can sacrifice my whole life not eating to my full, because I know that on the day of Qiyamah, in Jannah, inshallah, I'm going to fulfill my hunger, I'm going to quench my thirst in Jannah al-Firdaus with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions alayhim ridwan. This is the mindset that we need to have. Now, one narration mentions that a lean body is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an obese body is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this goes to show that we've got to keep ourselves fit, because an obese person has a lot of underlying health issues. And if you are healthy, if you are lean, if you are fit, you can do so much more. You can benefit the ummah, you can serve people, you can serve your family, you can do deen work in a much more efficient way. But how does that all happen? It all happens by eating properly. It's about, you know, not eating to such an extent where you become lazy in ibadah. You eat that much and you still have cravings to eat more, and that's the point where you stop. Because now you're going to go and, for example, you're going to go and perform salah. You're going to find pleasure in that salah. You're going to find sweetness in that worship. You're going to find sweetness in that ibadah because you do not eat to your full. Compared to when you eat to your full and then you go and perform salah, the only thing that's going on in your mind is when is the salah going to finish? The imam is taking too long. I can't be too long in ruku, I can't be too long in sujood because my wudu is going to break, etc., etc. That's on the person because of eating so much. So, Ibn of Madani, you know, let us implement these beautiful Madani pearls and let us block the pathways of shaitan. Number one is that we should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Number two is that we should not eat to our full capacity. You do this and you will see for yourself how much of pleasure and satisfaction you find in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that nothing else would matter more to you than you and I worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and the tawfiq to implement all that we are listening to and also spreading it to others as well, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. And as of now, the viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam, a melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by listening to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also a form of dhikrullah. It is also a form of dhikr. And this as well, it nourishes our ruh, it strengthens our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this melodious kalam in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teri baharo ko salam, teri baharo ko salam. رات دن رحمت برستی ہے جہاں پر جھوم کر ان طواف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام ان طواف کعبہ کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب
حجر اسود باب و میزان وہ مقام و ملتزم حجر اسود باب و میزان وہ مقام و ملتزم اور غلاف کعب کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام اور غلاف کعب کے رنگی نظاروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام
جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام جگمگاتے گنبد خضرا پہ ہو رحمت مدام مسجد نبوی کے نورانی مناروں کو سلام مسجد نبوی کے نورانی مناروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام
ممبر و محراب جانا اور سنہری جالیاں ممبر و محراب جانا اور سنہری جالیاں سبز گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام سبز گنبد کے مکی کو دونوں پیاروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے پاکیزہ بہاروں کو سلام اے بیابان عرب
سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد سیدی حمزہ گور جملہ شہیدان احد کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام کو بھی اور سب غازیوں کو شاہ سواروں کو سلام
اے بیابان عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے
جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار جس جگہ پر آ کے سوئے ہیں صحابہ دس ہزار اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام اس بقیے پاک کے سارے مزاروں کو سلام
اے بیابانِ عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام
غسل کعبہ کا بھی منظر کس قدر پر کیف ہے غسل کعبہ کا بھی منظر کس قدر پر کیف ہے جھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام جھوم کر کہتا ہے عطا ان نظاروں کو سلام
اے بیابانِ عرب تیری بہاروں کو سلام تیرے پھولوں کو تیرے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ, a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We make dua in the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the doors of shaitan and how we can refrain from these doors in order to protect ourselves from the tricks of shaitan. The first door we've discussed was negligence in repenting. The second door we discussed was excessive eating, eating to one's full capacity. And now, moving on how we can further close the doors of shaitan, a wali has mentioned, he says that I thought about the doors of shaitan through which he misleads humans. He says, in the light of the Quran and the Hadith, I found 10 doors of shaitan and 10 ways to avoid them. Subhanallah. So let's go through these 10 ways and the 10 doors of shaitan as well. He says, the first, shaitan attacks humans through greed. The remedy for this is to practice contentment, being happy with whatever and however much Allah Ta'ala has provided. Now greed, Yusuf Madani channel, is a door of shaitan. As you get good greed, you get bad greed. We need to avoid the bad greed. The good greed is you be greedy to do more and more good deeds, greedy to recite more and more Quran, greedy to fast more, greedy to give more and more charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is good greed. We are not talking about that greed. We are talking about bad greed. We are talking about wanting more and more money, wanting more and more wealth. This is bad greed. And the remedy for this is what? To have contentment. Qana'ah. When you are content with whatever you have, whether it is less, whether it is more, automatically you will not become greedy. So we need to save ourselves from this door of shaitan, which is greed. The second he mentions is, shaitan misleads humans by giving them long hopes. The remedy for this is to keep death in mind at all times. No, long hopes are such that it can blind a person. It can make a person forget the purpose in this world. our purpose in this world, in this dunya, is what? It is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is our purpose, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has long hopes, he forgets about his purpose. He forgets about repenting in the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person may think, no, I'm still young, I'm still fit, and I can live. I still got time to enjoy my life. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to the club, and I'm going to enjoy my life to the fullest. These long hopes deceive a person. Because death can come at any time. Death can come for a child. Death can come for a teenager. Death can come for an elderly person. It can come to anyone. So, always remember death at all times. The third, he says, is Shaitan attacks through the desire for comfort and getting lost in worldly blessings. The remedy is to worry about these blessings being taken away and being answerable for them. Allahu Akbar. The fourth, he says, Shaitan attacks through self-admiration, thinking one is better. The remedy for this is to remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala and to fear a bad end. Do not at any cost think you are better than the next person. Don't think you are better. It will stop you from growth. It will stop you from improving yourself. You would not be able to recognize your own flaws, your own shortcomings. So always think that everyone is better than you. So this is something that we need to save ourselves from. That is self-admiration. The fifth, he says, is that Shaitan attacks by making one consider Muslim brothers as low and inferior. The remedy is to keep respecting your Muslim brothers. The sixth, he says, is that Shaitan misleads through jealousy. And the cure is to be happy with the distribution by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not look at the blessings of others greedily. You see someone who has gotten a new car. You see someone who got an increase. You see someone who got a higher position at work. You see someone got better marks than you in the exam. Be happy for that person. Express your happiness. Because you are expressing the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to that person. Be happy about it. Don't be sad. Don't be jealous. Don't look at that person with bad eyes. And you know, give him those funny looks. Be happy with the distribution by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, you can avoid jealousy. The seventh he mentions is, Shaitan attacks through showing off. The cure is in ikhlas, sincerity. A person seeks only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eighth, Shaitan misleads through stinginess. The cure is to remember the blessings of the hereafter and to keep spending worldly wealth in the divine path. You have money, you have food, you have water. Don't be stingy with it. Someone come to you for help, help the person out. You have money, spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Donate towards the masajid, donate towards Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina. Donate towards any dini work, subhanallah. Help your family. Sadaqah begins at home, charity begins at home. See who in your family needs. Go in the system, help them with the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to you as an amanah, as a trust. And don't be stingy with that. You have food, extra food. Don't just keep it to yourself. You know your neighbor is hungry. You know your certain family member is hungry. They do not have much. Don't give them stale food. Don't give them a couple days old food that you wouldn't eat yourself. Give them that which you love for yourself. Give them that which you yourself would eat. Subhanallah, in this way we'll be closing that door of shaitan. The ninth way, shaitan attacks through arrogance. And the cure is to adopt humility and modesty. Arrogance, divas of Madinah, is a very, very satanic trait. What did Shaitan say? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. And I'm better than him. I'm better than Adam alayhi salam. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. That you have created me from fire and him from clay. This was the arrogance of shaitan. So we need to show humility. We need to adopt modesty for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 10th, he says, shaitan misleads through avarice, meaning for what others have. And the cure is to look only at the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no hope for the things people possess. Subhanallah. So these are a few doors of shaitan through which he misleads us. Laziness in salah is a door of shaitan. Forgetting your sins is a door of shaitan. Eating to fullness is a door of shaitan. Greed, long hopes, seeking comfort, self-admiration, looking down on fellow Muslims, jealousy, showing off, and stinginess are all doors of shaitan. And we need to avoid them. We need to close these doors. We should always avoid these outer and inner evils so that we can remain safe from the attacks of shaitan. And I mentioned to you, besides these, there are a few more ways to stay safe from shaitan. Now, one way is to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Yes. It's narrated from Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah that someone asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me the place of shaitan in the human heart. In a dream, he saw a human body like glass that looked the same from the inside and outside. He saw shaitan sitting between the person's left shoulder and ear in the form of a frog. Shaitan was using his long trunk to put whispers into the heart. And when the person remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan immediately moved back. Allah. So we see dhikrullah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it benefits you and I. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the shaitan of a believer is weak. Sayyidina Qais bin Hajjaj rahimahullah, he said, my shaitan said to me, when I entered you, I was like a camel. And now I am like a sparrow. So he says that I asked why. How is it so? Shaitan said, you have made me weak with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how important dhikrullah is in our lives, Yusuf Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. So we should always moisten our tongue with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way, we will be protecting ourselves from the whispers, traps, and tricks of a shaitan. Leaves of Foundation Channel for now. We do have as well a very beautiful clip, a very beautiful nasiha and advice. So let us go forward and listen to this. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude our episode for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today inshallah we'll learn that who are those they are not misguided by the shaitan, Iblis, La'in. The chosen and distinguished servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the honorable prophets alayhi wasalam and the saints, meaning the prophets alayhi wasalam and awliya Allah rahimahumullah. They are the ones who are not misguided by the shaitan. The reason is anbiya kiram, prophets alayhi wasalam, they are infallible, ma'asum, and they do not commit sins. Shaitan cannot misguide them. Whereas awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are mahfuz. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect, Allah protects them from sinning. So these are the ones who are chosen ones and they remain safeguarded through the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, according to the honorable Sufis, there are two ways to overpower shaitan. What are those two ways? One should seek refuge with Allah Almighty and remain safe from the deceit of shaitan. This is very important. If you want to overpower shaitan, what should you do? You should seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can protect you and you can remain safeguarded from the tricks of shaitan. And the second advice Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has given is, one should always remain prepared to fight against shaitan. Drive him away and oppose him. So we should always be ready for our self-defense from shaitan, from nafs. And if we are ready and prepared to tackle the tricks of shaitan, then inshaAllah there will be madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will remain safe from the tricks of shaitan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the tricks of shaitan amin ya rabbal alamin alhamdulillah coming back to our topic of discussion and we just have about a minute left before we conclude the views of Madinah channel and I want to mention to you one more aspect that is regarding guarding the tongue silence is an excellent way to save yourself from shaitan Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that once a person came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me advice. After giving some advice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep your tongue silent except for good talk. Because this is the action through which you will overpower shaitan. And Islamic scholars, they say that silence is a blessing through which a person gains victory over shaitan. So every Muslim should protect their tongue. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And third is reciting ta'awudh. An excellent way to save yourself from shaitan is to recite ta'awudh, which is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim in abundance. This means we should keep reciting a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim while sitting, standing and walking. Through its blessing, inshallah, we will be saved from the tricks of shaitan. A hadith mentions actually that the person who recites A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim 10 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint an angel to drive shaitan away from him, just as Arab people drive a camel away from a water pond. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to implement what we have learned today. And also to spread it to others as well. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.